This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
What up, everybody?
And welcome to the Friendship Frequency.
This is a podcast where we get real. We talk about our real life struggles and what's worked for us. We get super vulnerable, discuss our everyday lives and the things that we go through on our journey to better ourselves. I'm Tab Johnson.
I'm Aaron Windhorn.
And this is who we are.
And this is
what we do. All right. Aaron Windhorn, the man, the myth, the legend. Tell me a little bit about yourself. What brings you to this point? How did the podcast idea become a thing? And just some background on you.
Hey, thanks, Tabitha. Yeah, again, I'm Aaron Windhorn, 48 years old. Had a lot of life struggles that, you know, didn't really, was not conducive to my mindset and my self-worth. And, you know, the podcast idea came about, me and Tabitha talking about it. We kind of both individually decided we thought about doing a podcast separately. And then, you know, we become so close and doing a lot of personal development and mindset work together.
We're besties, y'all.
One of our side businesses. So one day we were just like, hey, let's do a podcast. And then it kind of got pushed to the back burner because life got lifey. Everything, you know, everybody I'm sure can relate to that. So I haven't been in the best mindset lately, and previous to that, Tabitha wasn't in the best mindset either.
Facts.
So we just kind of like put it on the back burner. She's recently got her purpose and her fire back.
Jump back in the game, y'all. I'm back in it.
And I'm still kind of, my flame's burning, just not like fire like it was. So she was like, want to do the podcast? And I'm like, yes, let's do it, because I know this is what I need. I need to help others share my story. And because I know that's the way to get back in the game. Like that fire. So
amen, brother. I love it. Right on.
All right. Tabitha, same question goes to you.
Let's see, a little bit about me. I am 44, married with 3 kids, 2 grown kids out of the house, just 1 left. Been on this self-development journey for a minute. And like you said, you know, there's bumps and bruises along the way. And, you know, I needed to get back in it for me. You know, a lot of people that know us know that you and I are very close. And usually where one is, the other one will be there, vice versa. But I think I relied on you too much for that. So I had to find my own way back. And I was playing around one night, like, on, I have this AI generator, logo generator thing. And I was playing around on it and put in the friendship frequency name of the podcast that we had talked about previously. And lo and behold, it created this whole logo thing. And like we had talked about what we wanted it to look like before. And, you know, with the sound waves and the mic and everything, like we had talked about that. So I knew kind of we wanted that. But then it spit out this image to me, and I swear to God, it was like the heavens opened up, and it was like that's when I sent it to you, and I was like, listen, like by that point I had already like got back in and like, you know, was back in a good headspace and stuff like that. But like, listen, we're ride or die, y'all. Like Aaron and I are ride or die. When one of us goes through something, we're always there for the other one, whether we like it or not. Like, Aaron's no bullshit. He will tell me, you know, what I need to hear and tell me the truth, and vice versa. Part of the reason I push for this is because I know you need it, number one. And you didn't leave me when I was down. And Lord God knows that shit got ugly. So, you know, I'm excited for us. I think that this is going to level us up and push us to even go further on our journey and help so many more people. Like, a lot of people already come to us now for, you know, motivation or whatever, advice on whatever they're going through, because so many people relate to our stories. You're in recovery. I'm the product of two alcoholic, drug addict parents. Well, my mom was a drug addict, my dad never was, but my dad is an alcoholic. Both of us have experienced a ungodly amount of trauma. Everybody has. I'm just now going through the journey of healing and kind of working through that anger and what that looks like. And y'all, listen, it's not pretty. Like, there are days that it is not pretty, but I know I'm not the only one that goes through that. And I know that there are people that have worse situations than I do, or than I do. And we just want to offer a little hope, like a little, you know, listen, this is what worked for us. It may not work for you, but here, start here. So I'm super proud of us for pushing and making this happen. Is it the way we want it? No, but we'll get there. Yeah, I have so much in my mind and just so much I could say, but ultimately, this is going to be something that is so great for us and so good for us and so for so many other people that it doesn't matter what it looks like right now. It will get better. So that's, yeah, that's where I'm at with that, you guys.
I'm
It's from my
grateful.
heart to yours.
I'm grateful to have you here because if I was just me doing the podcast, it'd be me just staring at myself on the screen. So
Right.
you give me some feedback.
Ride or die, friend, ride or die. So yeah, that's kind of the purpose of the podcast. You know, do you have any specific purposes, Aaron, or goals that you want to meet with the podcast, or what does that look like for you?
I mean, ultimately, I want to feel better, but I get a lot of joy and healing from helping other people and inspiring
Yes.
people. So,
Yes.
I mean, that's really my purpose. Like, I don't know everything. I just have learned a set of tools throughout my life and recently to help keep, to be able to love myself and to keep in that right mindset. Like I'm not perfect. I'm by any means. Like,
Y'all have no idea.
yeah.
I'm just kidding.
It's like it's a daily practice and struggle sometimes to keep in the right frame of mind to keep
Facts.
forward. But we all owe it to ourselves to give yourself a chance, because if you're not trying things, you're staying stuck.
Amen.
That's kind of my purpose.
Goals.
Yeah. What
Yeah.
about you?
I think mine are very similar to yours. Listen, full confession, My heart and my spirit and soul are the happiest when I am pouring into other people.
Here we go.
Yeah. And I fought that, y'all, for a long time. Like, I really fought that. I was scared to trust other people. I didn't want to rely on other people. I mean, listen, write it out. It probably is a reason. Like, let's be, or an excuse. We call those excuses. Aaron calls those excuses. I call them reasons.
I call it excuse.
Yeah, like I fought it for a long time because I just didn't want to put myself in that vulnerable place. But I'm the happiest and I am the most fulfilled and I am the most genuine me when I'm pouring into other people. And like Aaron said, we don't. Listen, I by no means claim to be an expert or the wizard of life because, listen, y'all, it gets ugly over here. But one thing it's never not is I'm never fake. Understand that, number one. We are never fake. It is as real as it gets, and we are as genuine as they come. And I just want to help people. Helping people helps me. And whatever that looks like, however I can be of service to someone else, is like that's my purpose. And I know that now. And I will cry at the drop of a hat. That's the other thing. So we can't go too far into it. But I just spread love, y'all. Like, I'm all about the love. And I know how cheesy and cliche that sounds, but like right now, I don't know if y'all know, but the world could use a little love. And like, that's what I'm here for. And I'm super excited about it. I think it's going to be better than we could even imagine. And I want to reach the people that thought that they couldn't be what they thought or what they dreamed of. That's who I'm talking to. I'm talking to the people that have been through shit that broke them down and they didn't think there was a way out because there is. So that's my goal.
Love it.
Before I start crying up in here.
I'm here for it. I
So
know.
through this whole process, this whole podcast, planning and developing and all of that, Aaron and I have been back and forth on different topics and how can we bring the most help to our audience and even who is our audience and all of that. We're going to be covering several different topics, and I don't think our audience necessarily is like one specific person because our topic range is going to be so wide and, cover so many different things. What are some topics that you want to make sure, Aaron, that we cover and that we hit throughout this first little process that we're going through?
I would say, like, I didn't really say it in recovery or in my intro, but I'm in recovery. I have 11 years clean and sober, and I think there's a lot of people out there that struggle from addiction, whatever it may be. And I definitely think that that's a topic I want to elaborate on more, share my journey. Get some other people on here that I know and have them share their journey and their experience, strength and hope, and hopes of helping others. Definitely mindset, things we do on a daily or what you can do to keep your mind in a positive space to keep moving forward. Just so many different topics that I can't necessarily think off the top of my head. And
Right.
because I'm not a planner, I didn't take no notes. So those are
That's a
just
dig at me, y'all. In case you're wondering, that is a straight dig at me. I am sitting with my paper and my pens and my notes, and Aaron is off the cuff, and I am like writing it down. So, yeah, That's a dig at me. I felt
It's okay.
it.
There's nothing wrong with taking notes. I probably would learn a thing or two if I took some notes.
Right. No, I think like the topics, I agree. Like the, I think a huge one is like the one you're talking about, the daily intention, or we call them daily intentional actions of things that you can do to just kind of pull yourself out of whatever funk you're in. I think that's going to be a huge one because I think people need that. And when you can give like actual steps, it's a lot easier for someone to follow instead of just saying, oh, meditate for whatever, 2 minutes in the morning and hug yourself. And yeah, we all should be doing that. But like physical step, yeah, right. Yeah. So. In recovery, like that's, yeah. Listen, if somebody needs to talk about recovery, it's definitely you. I've learned my recovery from you and am in my own recovery process because of you helping hold my hand to get there. And that one's gonna be huge too. So I'm excited. Some of the topics that I want to cover, self-worth. That's one that I just recently learned. So I feel like if I just learned it at 44, there are some women and some men in the world, some people in the world that probably need it too. Let's see, self-worth. I think I even want to go like deep and do like, you know, at some point, do like relationship ones. For those of you that don't know, my husband and I, Jason, no, Aaron is not my husband, contrary to popular belief.
Some people think we are.
Jason and I have been married for 23 years, and him and I both were active duty, did the whole military life together, raised 3 kids in it. And so not to toot my own horn, y'all, but listen, I know a thing or two about relationships. I'm just letting you know. I know what it's like to want to choke the person that you lay next to every night. And I also know what it's like to love them so much that it hurts, that it hurts. So, I think relationships would be a good one. I think movement, like, let's be real. Let's talk about, you know, like daily movement and what that means for your body and how it does, how it connects to your mindset and things like that. So, just a variety of different topics, you guys. Listen, and we're always open to feedback. So, if you guys have a topic that you would like us to cover, funny, sad, whatever, keep it PG, people. Keep it PG, PG-13. Like, let's not get crazy. But, definitely let us know. I mean, we are definitely open to learning and, you know, all of us learning and growing together. So, let's see what else we got. Let's talk
So,
about guests.
yeah, that's right. I was going to say that. Who are some future guests that we will definitely have on?
Yeah. We've been super beneficial in the side business that we have, that we've been exposed to like some really good speakers. And I would love to be able to get some of them on here. Some of the people that we've chose to mentor us, people that have, it could be only be like a sentence, y'all, and it will strike you so hard. Like, I can tell you one sentence right now, and I guarantee you know who I'm talking about, Aaron. Keep the promises to yourself. Who is
Web,
that?
Danny Web.
Chris and Danny Webb, y'all. So, we are still locking in dates, still making sure the schedule works for everyone. Another one is your mess is your message.
That's the mayor.
That's Justin Merle. You got it. So just different people that we've had the privilege of knowing and having relationships with and that have mentored us at one point or another, or continuing to mentor us today. I would love to have them on. They always offer some really good tidbits of information and stuff that kind of just strikes you right in the heart.
Like Justin Merrill saying, you're best qualified to help the person you used to be.
Y'all, mic drop.
Yep.
Boom. Like when you break it down and you think about that statement alone, like, I'm just saying, I could help the little kid that I was. I could help the little kid that is hiding in the closet to make sure XYZ doesn't happen to them because his parents are blah, 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 whatever. We definitely want to have guests on. We definitely want them to spread their knowledge. And, when we have guests on and we're doing this podcast, listen, this is like we both said, this is not because we think we're experts at it. This is because this is a way and an outlet for us to learn and grow right along with y'all. Like, that's it. So if you have guests that you would like to see, and we have access to them. Listen, I'll send anybody an Instagram message. What's the worst that can happen? They read it and don't respond. Cool. I'll message you again next week. So I'm, at some point they'll get tired of it and have to say yes. So
Right.
or block me. I mean, there's that possibility too. Oh my God, that crazy chick is messaging me again. I just blocked
Right.
it. But listen, I did that and that got the CEO of our side hustle down here for an event. I'm just saying, I have a pretty good track record.
Right. You never know unless you do.
Facts. The worst that can happen is they'll block you. That's it. I mean,
Or they say no. When's the last time anything major happened when they said no?
yeah. That's that limiting belief. That's another topic we'll be covering.
Yo, I think we've covered
Limiting.
that before in our other little.
Yep. Oh, I got a list going over here. Like, don't you worry.
That's good. Somebody's got a list because we all know I don't get two lists.
Limiting beliefs. Got it. Aaron's note-taking ability. Got it. So, listen, y'all. This podcast is something that's been, it's been talked about and kind of been in the works for a hot minute. And it's something that is near and dear to myself, and I know it is to Aaron as well. We're just here to spread some hope and offer the things that have worked for us. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for taking the time to listen. It's not a secret that time is our biggest commodity. And if you choose to spend it with us, we appreciate that more than you could be doing a million other things, but you choose to spend it with us. Or work out with us, or whenever you play us, whatever you decide. We're just grateful to be there. And, like I said, we're open to feedback. So please don't hesitate to reach out. Neither one of us are scary. Neither one of us are going to bite your head off. Now, if you come at me crazy in some kind of message, please understand I will respond. But I will come at you with love first and then see how you respond.
I look pretty intimidating, is what I'm told, but people that know me.
He's not, y'all. He's a big dude and he's like big husky guy and tall and all the things, and he's super quiet sometimes, but he's not intimidating by any stretch of the imagination. And don't be scared of my RBF either, because it's real. And my face has closed captions, even if my mouth is not running. But listen, it's never intentional. I know I look like I'm mad all the time. I promise I'm not. I'm focused. I'm focused. That's what it is. I'm super focused.
Only when you're listening to a certain somebody talk.
It depends. Let's be real. It depends on who it is and if I'm getting value out of it or not.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Well, again, listen, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for listening, for spending this time with us. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're choosing to be with us, and we're forever grateful for that. And we just want to make sure you guys fill our hearts in this, and that we can help you or offer some hope and offer a light at the end of the tunnel. Because I promise you, if you just grab on and hang on, it gets better. So, Aaron, up to you, buddy. Take us out.
Yeah, and if you like what you heard, please like, subscribe to all of our social medias. We'll be uploading hopefully every Friday on YouTube. You'll be able to watch us on this live, or you can listen to us on all streaming platforms, Pandora,
Definitely check that out. Y'all should see my hairdo. It's so awesome right now.
Spotify, Instagram, or Facebook. Just search for Friendship Frequency. Like I said, please like, subscribe, and share if you like what you heard. So,
All right, y'all. Until next
till next
week.
time, next week.
Yeah, next week. Next time, next week. You know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Until next week, y'all.
I'm Aaron
I'm Tab for
with
Friendship
Friendship
Frequency.
Frequency, and this
This
is
is
who
who
we
we are,
are,
and
and
this
this
is
is
what we
what we do.
do. Have a good
Have a
night,
great
y'all.
day. Woo! We're gonna have to work on that.